All right. I am so glad that all of you are here. I'm Wendy Friesen, and this is day three of hypnotic marketing. And, you know, yesterday was so much fun. It was about being unique and different and memorable and making sure that there's something that you do really, really well. And at the end of it, oh, it went a whole hour, and then I didn't realize that the webcast shuts off after an hour. And there is a way to give it more time, but I didn't do that. But it shuts off after an hour. But I thought, well, that's okay, you know, because it was an hour and it was so good, and I just thought the information was so, you know, just hypnotic that I was really excited for all of you to be able to listen to the recording as well, until I realized that I had never hit the record button when I began. And you can imagine what the next thing is that happened. The words that came out, or one word that came out of my mouth, it was not one that you say in the company of children and such. So that was very unfortunate. So we'll get, I am making a video of, I'm redoing yesterday's teleseminar on video, and on that video I am recreating everything that we did with the being unique, using the words and the language patterns to get people to stick to you and remember you, okay? So those of you who had questions that are about how do I listen to day number two, since it says there's no recording, what I'm going to do is give you a link to find the video, and hopefully it'll be up in maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours later today. And it'll be on Blip TV, which is the wendy.blip.tv is the site where all the videos are. But I'll also put it in the newsletter, and you guys are faithful newsletter readers. So the sound is on the webcast. You have to be on the teleseminar page to get the sound through the webcast. For those of you who are asking in the chat room, there, I'm not doing sound through the chat room. It is through the webcast, through the Instant Teleseminar software. And if any of you want to get Instant Teleseminar for yourself, this is brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. Rick Raddatz, who made this thing, is just a genius. And I don't know, you know, how he put all of this together and made it so simple, but it's just the easiest thing ever. It is just great, and it's good for you to practice doing it. You know, just do it at first with a few of your friends and get used to talking all by yourself for an hour. It's fun once you get good at it. Just got to pretend that the other person doesn't say much, that they're the strong, silent type on the other end of the line. Okay, so today we're going to find out how to not only be memorable, but how to use those words, embedded commands, and language patterns to get people to remember you and do what it is that you want them to do. Does that sound good? I thought so. So I have a few questions first that I want to start answering. Thank you for your questions. Hundreds and hundreds of questions that have just poured in, which is just awesome. I'm so thrilled to see so many people asking brilliant questions. There's not one of them that is a dud. So here's a good question to start with. And at first I was going to delete this one. It's from, I think the name says Sinu. It says, what is hypnotic marketing? And the is capitalized. What is hypnotic marketing? Well, that is actually a pretty good question, because how do you know what hypnotic marketing means? How do you know what it's used for and why you should even want to learn hypnotic marketing? Basically, when you want someone to respond to your ad, to your website text, to a flyer that you make, to a radio commercial, or you're doing an interview on TV or radio, or just about anything where they see you and interact with you, even in person, you have a couple of choices. One is to just give people information and facts about what you do and who you are that reads kind of like, you know, a business card or like most flyers that are out there. And you let them see that and they go, oh, okay, huh, that's nice. And where does it go? In the garbage. I'll tell you what, that garbage can is like, it's magnetic. Everything that just doesn't make an impact on us is going to go in the garbage can. So the other choice is you use questions that are full of really juicy words and ideas and suggestions, questions that leave people hanging, questions that make their mind unconsciously interact with you. That's hypnotic marketing. When you get a person to answer a question within their mind without having to think consciously, you're putting them in a state of trance. If I ask you, at the end of the seminar today, What is the first thing that you're going to feel when you realize that you're excited about marketing? Okay, so what happens? I forced your mind to go into the future, to the end of the day or the end of the seminar, to find out how you're going to feel about those things that you're going to use in your marketing. Now, because your mind processes things so quickly, it processes that, it answers it, it creates feelings and ideas and images before you consciously had a choice about what you would create on that conscious level. So if I was sitting with you and said, what are you going to do at the end of this seminar? Okay, that's a conscious analytical question. But when I say, what's the first thing that you're going to notice about how you feel about marketing or how excited you're going to be about marketing at the end of the seminar, that is something that happens unconsciously, and it searches for feelings and excitement and the things that I suggested. Does that make sense? That is what hypnotic marketing is. It's the difference of telling someone who you are and what you do and inviting them to enjoy the experience with the words and the ideas and the sounds and the visions and put them in a place where they just say, wow, I want more of what you have. So that was a great question, short and sweet, unlike some of them that are a little bit longer. Let's see. Here's one from Ray in Aurora, Colorado. He says, okay, now I revised a question after reading your hypnosis scripts. I have the book, but I didn't notice all the seduction scripts until now. How do seduction CDs sell? Good, great, or so-so? As I mentioned, the first question, I have a very powerful and sexy voice, and I'm thinking of producing some. Well, seduction is actually one of the topics we're going to have next week in the three-part teleseminars on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Seduction, yeah, there's a lot of people doing seduction out there. My goodness, there's so many people doing it that you're going to have to do something very different to compete in that field. And that's okay. That's a great thing to be different and do it in a totally different way. Yeah, they sell great because the one thing that we are hardwired for is to want to hook up with someone of, well, I was going to say the opposite sex, but that's not always the case. So, someone of the same sex. But we've got this innate desire that overrides everything to want to have intimacy and sex and love and be loved and all of those good things. So, Ray, seduction CDs, wonderful. It helps people get more confident about connecting with people, and you can do it in a really nice, ethical way that is not as sleazy as some people do it. Bond Wizard, Tony Schumann in Dallas, says, when are you writing a book on this week's teleseminar so we can buy it to help our sales? Well, actually, I'm making a series of videos, and the videos will be for sale. I probably should put it into a book as well. Maybe I will do that. But right now, I'm working on the series of videos for hypnotic marketing, which will be similar to what you guys have done for free for the last 3 days, only everybody else, they have to pay for it, and you guys got it free. Isn't that the greatest? All right. So Connie says, in Bellevue, Washington, says, I'm especially interested in embedded commands. I understand how to mark them verbally to give emphasis, but how do you emphasize them in writing? Is it spacing, fonts, or italics? What do you recommend? Or are the words themselves powerful enough? And then she has a giant thank you with about a million exclamation points. Okay. Are the words powerful enough? No, the words are not powerful enough. The words by themselves are not going to have the power to create the feeling that you're going to create by having an entire scenario. If you were here on day one of hypnotic marketing, we talked about how you've got to have a story. First, you have to put your reader in trance by telling them a story, by weaving the words that help them feel relaxed. So then, after you've put them in trance, then you are going to use the embedded commands, the words that tell them what it is that you want them to do. So as you're listening to my voice right now, there are some things that you realize feel right for you now. And it might make you want to learn more about this. It might spark a desire in you that makes you want to buy more of my CDs. Now, basically what I did is I just left some little spaces between the words. When you're doing it in writing, how do you do that? How do you make those embedded commands hook up? Now, you can do it with italics, certainly. You can do it by capitalizing a word here and there. You can do it by using too many commas, you know, and making little phrases have commas, or you could use dashes between them. Now, personally, I like to go kind of over the top on embedded commands in writing. And so sometimes I just like, well, you know, make them bold just for fun. I make them all like bold and make the embedded commands a different color. And, you know, if people notice it, they go, oh, my gosh, she's using embedded commands. And then they have a little chuckle about it. And so, that, you know, you can do it overtly and make people actually notice those embedded commands. All right. Another question from Sherry Zampellian, Long Beach. She says, I think I'm pretty unique and all, but I could use help in building my clientele, email list, customer base. Can you talk about unique, creative, and stylish ways to market products and services so people want to take action? Yes, Sherry, indeed I can, and that's what we're here for. You want to create intrigue. You've got to do something that makes them have participation. They have to be involved. And hypnotic marketing is all about getting them emotionally, intellectually attached and involved. Now, one of the ways to do that is to help them to solve or get them to help you solve a problem. So you can say like this. You can say, I have a problem. There's one thing that I just have to know about my customers, about you, and I haven't been able to figure that out, or whatever the problem is. Like one time when I, oh gosh, this was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I started an email that said, I have a problem. I changed shopping carts and my website has, you know, like 2,000 links that go to this new shopping cart, but I don't think that my tech guys found them all. And the problem is I can't launch this thing unless I know that they all work. So what I'd like you to do, all of you, you know, reading the newsletter, I want you to help me by clicking on the links, and I'll give you a coupon to buy one thing at half price if you will just, you know, click on as many links as you can and send me an email back right away if you find any of them that don't work. And I want them to solve a problem. How much money did I make in 24 hours? You guys, you know, I'm letting you in on some super secret stuff. By helping, getting them to help me solve a problem, $28,000 in one day. And I said, I need you to do this right away. I need you to do it today before midnight. And I've got to solve this problem. They loved solving a problem. $28,000 in a day. Now it's not our best day ever. Our best day ever was after I was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie for 3 hours. Oh, my gosh, the next day. That was amazing. We scraped people off of the streets to come in and make them work and help us fill orders. That was so exciting. Okay, so I hope that answers your question, Sherry. I'll answer some more questions in a few minutes, but right now I want to talk to you about integrity. So if you are doing hypnotic marketing and you are fake and you're not genuine, as I said yesterday, you know, you cannot be fake. You've got to be telling the truth, and it's got to be coming from your real self, or red flags will go off, buzzers and bells will go off, and people will know. Before you even open your mouth, they're going to know that you're fake, that you are not telling the truth, or that you're just not a person who is coming through genuinely. So how do we make sure that we are genuine, that we're doing the right thing? Well, the first thing is by committing to being honest. You have got to be honest. In my office, every one of my employees and my staff, they know that we've got to be honest with every customer. If we make a mistake, if we screw up, there's no way we're going to try and cover it up. We tell them we make a mistake, and then we send them an additional gift as our way of saying I'm sorry, and then they go, wow, I hope they make more mistakes. But you've got to be absolutely honest. So commit yourself to being honest. If you write a piece of sales copy and you make up testimonials, I am going to find you and I'm going to shoot you down dead, because that is just wrong. Karmically, in this universe, whether you are, you know, in the woo-woo or not, you can't be doing stuff like that and expect that in the experience of manifesting abundance that you're going to create real relationships with people, even if it's through text. You're not going to create real relationships where they want to interact with you. Those testimonials are going to look fake. They're going to look like something that you created. You can ask people for testimonials, no problem. Yesterday, one of my media buyers, he called me up and he said, you know, my partner, Michael, he took the Confidence CDs home and he gave them to his son. And his son, and his son's an adult, but his son listened to them and fell asleep and didn't even know what was on them. He was just listening to the one, and he told me that he says, the next day he woke up and he felt so good. He's never felt that good in his entire life. And he said he was driving down the road and he just couldn't believe that he actually felt that good. And he doesn't even know what was on the CD because he fell asleep to it. He never has felt that good in his life. Am I going to ask him for a testimonial? You bet. If I could get him on video camera, I would love to do that. At the very least, you are going to ask people for a testimonial. If you get an email with some really nice comments, you email back and say, could you expand on that? I'd love to use your words to inspire other people. So instead of saying, would you give me a testimonial? You're going to say, I'd love to use your words to inspire other people. Like my Alcohol Freedom Program, it's so popular all over the world. I've sold, I don't know, 25 or 30,000 sets by now or somewhere around there in the last few years. People are so happy with this, and I get so many emails back. And when I ask them, I don't say, can I use your testimonial? I say, can I put your words onto my website so it will inspire others to know how good it is to overcome their addiction? Make sense? Ask for testimonials. Make them real. Okay. So some of you know that on the first call, Ross Jeffries was on there, and you might know who he is. He is the speed seduction master. He teaches it all over the world, and he is just known for on TV, radio, everything else for his speed seduction. Well, Ross and I were talking, and we were we have had a pretty open battle and a love-hate relationship, mostly hate, publicly on the Internet for years. The more I know this guy, the more I want to... But anyway, there are things we really love and respect about each other as well. And so we're talking about working on some kind of a really good project together and, you know, shifting what it was our adversity, to aligning what we'd like to do together. Okay, now, what did I just do? This is part of hypnotic marketing. You are going to position yourself to make sure that people know that you're one of the movers and shakers, that you're part of this world of people who are also very famous. So I was talking to Joe Vitale recently. He called me on the phone, and he told me that he had this seminar that he was working on that had like 10 of the major people in the business that were coming to speak at this outrageous marketing seminar, and he actually wanted me to speak at it. And I was excited because he was going to like fly me to Texas and, you know, put me up and everything, and it was really fun because I love talking to Joe Vitale when he calls me. But anyway, he wasn't able to put enough time into the outrageous marketing seminar, so he wanted me to be the coordinator and create the whole thing and do the whole thing. So I wasn't able to do it then. But man, that was okay. Now, what did I'm telling you the absolute truth, and I'm also telling you that I speak to these people on the phone, that I interact with them, that they call me for something. What am I doing? I am aligning myself with people that you know, you respect, and that you love or don't love, but mostly that you love. Okay, what you want to do is make sure that you put these things in your conversation. You don't have to come out and say, oh, I know Win Wenger, I talked to him, he wrote the Einstein Factor, he's like a genius, did you know that? You put it into your conversation or into your email. You know, you say, you know, one of the most fun conversations I had was the other day, and this was not the other day, just to be honest, this was like a year ago. I was talking to Win Wenger on the phone. You know him. He's the author of The Einstein Factor. People love this guy because he's just wildly creative. But anyway, he wanted me to do a radio show with him on it, and I said, absolutely. I mean, in a heartbeat, I agreed to put him on my radio show. It was the most fun interview because he is brilliant. Okay, so now, it's not bragging, and it's not the, you know, you got to toot your own horn, but you want to do it in a hypnotic way. And if you start noticing the emails that you get from people who are experts at hypnotic marketing, you'll know that they weave this in, and they make it happen in such a way that even something really little, like, you know, newspapers have a funny way of interpreting stories. If you've ever had a newspaper do a story on you, they change things. They leave things out, and they make stuff up. But replace the word stuff with the word, they make stuff up, and it's really discouraging. In fact, you know, this was a real exception when the Financial Times in London did a story on me, and they did a half-page story with a photographer who took pictures and everything else about my financial abundance program. I guess they were really curious about why I'd get like 200 people to come to a seminar in London. But they did this really great story, and they are the only newspaper that's ever done an accurate and fair story. Out of all the hundreds of magazines and newspaper interviews I've done, they're the only ones who did it fair and accurately. You know, even like the LA Times, the story they did, they never even interviewed me. They never talked to me, and my name was all over this thing about saying how bogus hypnosis was. They never even interviewed me. But yet here I was on this story on the LA Times that I found out a couple days later, like that this had come out. Okay, so what did I do? I'm telling you a story about how newspapers don't do fair interviews. They don't tell you the facts, or they don't use your facts. They use their own. Some TV shows do that too. But that's not the reason I told you that. And that's not the reason. I mean, if you really want to weave this in, you have got to align yourself as an expert. You've got to align yourself with powerful people so that you are instantly an expert and you raise your level of respect and the level of desire, and they know that, wow, you know what, this person's doing something. If you never do that, if you don't let people know, you're cheating yourself. You know a lot of special people. You've had stories done, or you've written articles that you say, you know, I was talking to the editor of, one of the editors at Cosmopolitan Magazine, and this story is not true, but I was talking to this editor at Cosmopolitan Magazine about the article I was writing, asking if they would want it done this way or that way. Well, you just said, if this is true, you would say it. And if it's not true, you're not going to say it. But anyway, what you're doing is you're using a very gentle approach to let people know that that's the place that's the people you hang with, and that's where you move and shake. All right? Sound good? Yeah, so this is tooting your own horn is so, so important. Who you connect with is so important. They make decisions based on your importance. If there's 100 hypnotherapists out there or 1,000 real estate agents, you know, standing around, who do you want? You want the one that's the best. How do you know they're the best? Well, first of all, there's a lot of things that I told you in the first two seminars that help you establish yourself as the best and as an expert. But here's another way to do it. Show who it is that you move and shake with, okay? And if you don't have these experts, oh, my gosh, when I was a nobody in the hypnosis business 10, 12 years ago, I would read a book, I'd pick up the phone, and I'd call the author. If you're watching the video, I'd pick up my other hand and pretend it's a phone. Hello? Even though I have a phone on one side, I have my hand on the other, like, okay. I amuse myself. Good thing. So I would pick up the phone and call an author. I didn't care who it was. I didn't know you couldn't do that. I didn't know it was uncool. I made some great connections, and right off the bat, I had these people who were friends. I was genuine and sincere with them, and I said, I called Steve that wrote Answer Cancer and said, I've got this client, Betty, who has cancer all over her body, and she's coming to me, and I don't know what to do, but she really wants to work with me. And he would spend a couple hours. Every time I called, he'd spend a couple hours, partly because he just loves to talk, but I went and hung out with him in Florida. We went out drift fishing on a boat, and I didn't catch any fish, which is like the story of my life. Whenever I go drift fishing, I never catch any fish. Never again. There's no fish out there, but apparently all the other boats do. But I've done a lot of neat things with him, and he has helped me just tremendously, all because I had the courage to pick up the phone. Now you've got someone who is a connection. You can say, you know, when I called when I called Oprah the other day, well, she wasn't in because she was busy, but she said she'd call me right back. Now, you use something that is absolutely true, something that you're doing, something that you're working on, who you're working on it with, and the connections you're making, and go ahead and start making those connections. Don't be thinking they don't want to talk to you. They do, trust me. You call these people and you ask for some help, and you know, a lot of them are really busy, but if you're genuine and sincere and you are short and to the point, they will talk to you. In the chat room, someone says, how do you get their numbers, Wendy? Well, I just do a search usually, and I can find their numbers. You can almost always find it. Like Bruce Lipton was on my radio show. He's the author of Biology of Belief. He is a fascinating guy. If you guys haven't read his book, oh, my gosh. Good one, Connie in the chat room. Says we can all say we've been on the phone with you. Absolutely, because you have. Yeah, cool. Okay, so Bruce Lipton. Picked up the phone and I called him on his website. Stanton Peel, a big author of all these books about addiction, picked up the phone and called him. And it helps if you have, like, if you're doing an interview or, you know, since I have a radio show, that kind of helps. But even if not, they'll talk to you for the most part. So when I did call Bruce Lipton, I found out he was going to be in New Zealand for a while. And so that was kind of cool because I have this producer friend that is in New Zealand. And he wanted to do a documentary on me. And then I thought, well, Bruce, I could bring Bruce into it. And he could do it on both of us. Isn't that cool? So now what did I do? I just let you know that I've got this producer friend who wants to do a documentary, but you tell it in a story. And it's not, then it's important that you do this, but it's not saying, woo, look at me. Although, hey, woo, look at me. Yeah, Spring Ding says it helps if you're Wendy and they know you are taking over the world. Yes, which is my plan, absolutely. Okay, now I am going to tell you about a super secret website. Yes, indeed. And on this super secret website, I have something for you. Oh, if you guys have been here the last couple of days, you know that there's some good stuff coming up. Someone in the chat room said you lost the sound. Did you guys lose the sound? I hope not. Okay, so anyway, I have some good stuff for you. I have on a website that's only going to last for 5 minutes. It is three of my most enjoyable ones that I really loved making, sensual CDs. So here's what they are. Dreamgasm is something that you fall asleep to, and it is to help you have an erotic dream. Okay? It's a teeny bit graphic, but it's not. I mean, it is like it's done nicely, you know, with the little, you know, so on the, and then Magic Touch. Magic Touch is to help you learn how to touch your partner intuitively so that you read their body and so that you connect with them and you actually feel what they feel. Awesome CD. I had so much fun making that. I think I levitated when I made that. And then Sensual Pleasure, which is going to help, in particular, it's to help women enjoy doing a particularly wonderful thing that men seem to like a lot. And so if they don't like doing that right now, they listen to this and then they do like it. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want to get too graphic on you. And you can find these at a very special price. You ready? You're going to have 5 minutes. You go to wendy.com/biff, B-I-F-F, biff, B-I-F-F. So go to wendy.com/biff. 5 minutes. Brian's timing it. Starting right now. He's going to give you 5 minutes, and then he's going to take that web page down. It is a $97 value, the three of those for $29. Sensual Pleasure has several tracks on it, and they have several sessions on each one. Anyway, it's $97 normally, but $29. Wendy.com, spell it with an I or I'm coming over there, wendy.com/biff, B-I-F-F, okay? So you have 5 minutes to get that goodie, and this one is going to be shipped to you. These are CDs that you actually will have shipped to you. Now, you know that you don't have to buy these now. You could wait and let the opportunity pass by and always regret that you didn't make this purchase. But I can only imagine that when you fall asleep with any one of these CDs, what interesting things are going to run through your mind. And I wonder how you'll feel now when you make that decision to click and get those CDs. Because the more you think about it, the more you realize that feeling you have running all through your body as you relax into my voice is a feeling of desire to know how good you could really feel right now if you were to choose to buy these CDs. Ah. Oh. Okay, I think you got about 3 minutes left. Wendy.com/biff. Okay, you guys have some fun with that. I'm going to tell you while you're doing that, while you are buying those CDs, I'm going to tell you. It's hypnotic marketing. What do you guys want? What am I supposed to do? Hypnotize you to buy more stuff. No, that's okay. You don't have to buy it now. It really, seriously, it's okay if you never buy anything from me. I swear, it's fine. I just love doing this. My business does really well, and I'm really glad that I can do these things for free. But just in case you find it irresistible, okay. Okay, this is the greatest hypnotic marketing thing I have ever seen. All of you know about it. Oh, Rodney Doubt was first. Good job, Rodney. Yes, the names are starting to pour in. He was top of the list. You know, I should have a prize for whoever comes up first on the list for their order in each one of these. That'd be kind of fun, huh? That could be a blast. All right. I'm not saying I will. I'm just saying maybe. Greatest hypnotic marketing scheme ever. All of you know who Bill Clinton is, right? Yes. Around the world, you know what he is most famous for. Well, there's two things that kind of tie for first. One is being the president, of course, but the other is for his little fling with Monica. The Monica, I do not have sex with that woman, Lewinsky. She's pretty famous, too. Well, during that scandal, there were some things that he needed to do to get his reputation back, you know, to get people to be diverted, hypnotically think about something else entirely. And I heard, ooh, Anthony Schumann and Ron Ware, hey, these are people who have been here the last couple of days. You guys are fast. I heard that he hired Anthony Robbins to help him to resuscitate his reputation, what little there was left of it. Does anybody remember, and those of you in the chat room, this might be kind of fun for you to guess a little bit. Does anybody remember one of the things that seemed maybe kind of odd that happened? Dave Rutan, aren't you astronaut? Dave, is that really Dave Rutan that just bought one? Huh. Could it be? Probably not. Oliver Gillespie, yay. And Ruth Oriva. Ruth Oriva, you got to do something fantastic with that name. All right. So, okay, back to this. Okay, does anybody remember one of the strange things that Clinton did right around that time? I bet you didn't notice it, and I bet it just like, it's like, well, whatever. He got a puppy. Oh, gee. And he got what kind of puppy? He didn't get some unusual breed, something unique and different. He got the dog that is probably the number one dog in all of the world. That's right. Spring Ding said it, a lab. I should send Spring Ding a prize. That was very good that you remembered that. And Spring Ding, and all of you that are listening, what did he do when he got that puppy? What was all over the news constantly? And this was right in the middle of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. What did he do? Guys know? Okay, they say he stayed with his wife, he ran the dog, a soon-dead lab puppy. They asked the country to name it. They told the entire country to name his puppy. Why do you think they did that? That wasn't just a random thing like, oh, what do you want to do today, Bill? Yeah, since you're the president of the United States, I think I'll have everybody name my puppy. You know, you're in the middle of the biggest scandal that's probably happened to any president. Well, the one that's the juiciest and, you know, not the biggest scandal, of course, but the most intriguing, because we love stuff that's about sex. And he gets a puppy and asks the country to name it. Why? Because that is one of the most hypnotic things they could do to get people endeared to him and to start thinking of him connected to that puppy. Yep. Now, there's more to the story. And I know that very few of you caught this as well. And if you saw this show, it was like, oh, wow, isn't that nice? There was a show right in the middle of all that scandal on TV that was a tribute to Shirley Temple. So Shirley Temple is however old she is now. She's 60 or 70 or something. And this is, you know, America's tribute to Shirley Temple. So here's this show. I just happened to be flipping through the channels. And fortunately for me, I was already kind of into this, you know, hypnotic manipulation and the mind control that the government does to us. And I saw this thing and I saw, oh, Shirley Temple, isn't that cute? So what they would do is they would show little clips of Shirley Temple dancing and singing and the lollipop, whatever. And and then she would be up there saying things. But here's what was just so sneaky. Bill and Hillary were sitting in the front row in the center of this show. Now, I'm sure that, you know, one of the things that they had lots of free time to do in the middle of this scandal was to go see, oh, things like Shirley Temple tributes. It wasn't an accident. They put them there. Every time they showed a clip of Shirley Temple when she was young and she was dancing and doing things, immediately the camera went to them and back to Shirley Temple. No mistake that it did this constantly. And so then they would show Shirley Temple as an adult and stuff, and she'd talk a little bit, and then they'd show another clip. When they showed the clip, boom, to Clinton and Hillary, or Bill and Hillary, back to Shirley Temple as a child. What did that do? Why would they spend time putting him and her in these images with a show that's about Shirley Temple? What is universally something that everyone in America loves? Everyone in the demographic that is this age group of, like, well, probably at that time it was anyone who was above 40 years old. They watched Shirley Temple. They loved her. She is absolutely uncontroversial. She is the warm, fuzzy sweetheart. When we wanted, you know, when we wanted to watch something that was so cute that you couldn't look away from, you watch Shirley Temple. And then they show Bill and Hillary back to Shirley Temple. Make sense? Yeah, it made him look really wholesome, Planet Green, in the chat room. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, huh? So apparently, oh, look at this, all these names that are flying in. Carol, Colette, and Olujimi Beja. Oh, my goodness, where are you from, sir? Olujimi Begbaji. Excuse me if I butchered your name. Jared Zakara, LaShawn Herndon, Carrie Dragoo, Rose Jones. Wonderful. You guys did good. You got in on the five-minute special. I'm sure it's long gone by now. Joanne Scalise. Why does that name sound so familiar? Do I know you? I should. Here's a question from Rose Bay. Oh, Rose in the Bay Area of California. She says, how do I go beyond always being level or behind with my finances and go to the place where I am prosperous beyond my wildest dreams and get to hold on to it? Now, this is a story of my life, and how do I find and hold the love of my life? Okay, well, the love of my life, I can't answer that for you because I'm not quite as good in that area as I am at making money. So we're going to answer the money one. Here's what happened. When I was poor, and when I was starting off in this business, and I believed that I couldn't make money in this business, I got so frustrated with being poor, and finally I got so tired of being depressed and angry and, you know, being a victim and being pitiful and all of those things, I decided that I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I would never be poor again. Never be poor again. I would never be broke again. And I know that's a negative affirmation. But man, I just said, this is a hellhole. I can't live my entire life like this. I'm never going to be poor again. And then I said, okay, well, what is it that you do want? And I said, I want to make more than enough money to do all the things I want to do. So I didn't say, I want enough money to pay my bills or I want enough money to do this or that. I said, I want more than enough money to do the things that I want to do or do the things I love. Tanya Hahn, Donna Crawford, Kathleen Whitfield, very good. You guys made it in. Okay, so Connie says she has a $1 million bill taped to her computer monitor. That's nice, but it doesn't have energy and emotion, and it doesn't have the things that really move you to want to create something. Now, Connie, if you haven't heard me talk about the post-it notes on the side of the monitor, this was one of the things I did that shifted everything for me, and this is the mystical, weird thing that you just defies explanation. I put these post-it notes on my monitor, just two of them, and one of them, what year was this? This was about 5 years ago. I had started making some money, and I was doing okay, but my credit was still bad, and I didn't have much in the bank. I might have had, like, I don't know, $10,000 or $20,000 in the bank. But I put a post-it note on there that said, I opened the door to my beautiful house in August of whatever year that was. It was about 5 years ago, maybe six, five. And I decided that I didn't know how it was going to happen, but it was going to happen. Well, believe it or not, that was, I wrote the note, and it was only 6 months later until August. And by that August, I wrote a freaking check for $120,000 for a down payment on a house, and they gave me a loan, and the loan guy said, I can't figure out why on earth they're giving you this loan. It doesn't make any sense because, you know, you don't really have, like, you know, the income verification, or your credit's a little shaky still and all this stuff. And and yet I did it exactly the way that little note said. I also, at that on that note, I had that I would make $1 million or more in my internet business that year. Well, I had, there was no way that I could make $1 million in my internet business because I was just limping along. I was making $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 a month at that time. And guess how much I made that year, that same year that I put that post-it note up? I made like $1,020,000. almost to the penny, frighteningly close, crazy. The next year, I put a post-it note up, says I will make $2 million. I said $2 million or more on my internet business, and that year was like it was crazy. It was like $2,030,000. How on earth could the universe line up, everyone in the entire world line up, get together, and figure out the math that it would take to give me the sales of almost exactly $2 million, just a little bit more, not a lot more, just $2 million or more, just a tiny bit more. How they could do that, I have no idea. 2 years in a row, the $1 million, then the $2 million. It just doesn't make sense. But don't worry about it making sense. So, Rose, on your question, you know, first decide what it is you're going to do. If you are constantly frustrated about your finances and you're just dwelling in the lack and the poverty and the, you know, the anger of all that, shift that to what your commitment is. I decided for 2 years I was going to work every part of my business I could. I'm going to learn hypnotic marketing. I'm going to learn copywriting skills. I'm going to learn how to connect and be unique and be different and stand out. I'm going to do all of the things I can for 2 years. I'm going to bust my ass. And in 2 years, one of two things will happen. Either I will be as broke as I am now, or I will have changed everything about the way I do business, and I will be excited and happy. And lo and behold, things worked out. Thank God. But, you know, it's making that commitment for yourself. You don't have to know how so much. The details kind of take care of themselves. But you got to have something that is, you know, what is your thing? It isn't doing affirmations. And, okay, well, Dirk in the chat room, I live in abundance. That is wonderful. That's what Dirk says. That's a great affirmation. If you have nothing to back that up, if you haven't said, this is how much or more I make this year, this is the thing that I love. Like when I said that I opened the door to my beautiful house and I hadn't owned a house since I was like, when I was 20 years old, I bought a house. And I hadn't owned a house since then. I was a renter all that time. Anyway, that post-it note that said, I opened the door to my beautiful house, it contained much more than that emotionally because I had closed my eyes, put myself into that state of trance. I did cartwheels in the hallway of my imaginary house. I opened the door and I looked at all the beautiful sunlight streaming in and just enjoyed every room of the house. And then, in reality, when I drove home from work, I didn't drive straight to my funky little rental house. I drove to this neighborhood in Serrano, this beautiful gated community with all these new houses. I drove there, and I'd drive through the streets and pretend I'm driving home, and I'd have this conversation in my head that I'm driving home. It's nice to live this close to work. I'm so close. I just love that I drive home to this beautiful neighborhood with the parks and the trees and the families. Okay, so you do something beyond that. You say, yes, I live an abundant life, but get specific. Get the details. Make sense? Okay, I got something else for you. You ready? Got 5 minutes. This one is a download. This is only a download. You're not going to believe the price on this one. Well, you will believe it because you're going to see it, but it's only going to last for 5 minutes. This one is, I love this. It's called a brain massage. It's a double voice session. And these double voice sessions, if you listen to them with headphones, the way they go through your head, they feel like a brain massage. It's the weirdest thing. It, honest to God, it feels like you're getting your brain massaged. But this one is called Manifest Everything. And I know it sounds silly, but I thought, why should we just try to manifest one thing? Let's just manifest everything, which is all the things we love in life, having great health, making more than enough money to do what we love, having good relationships and friendships, and having a positive outlook when crappy things happen, and manifesting everything. So this is a session that's to manifest everything. You can listen to it while you sleep. You can listen to it on your iPod while you're sitting and waiting in line at the DMV. You could listen to it. You might listen to it while you're driving in your car. Just make sure that you don't go into trance. You could listen to it right after you're done with this teleseminar because you'll have downloaded it. Okay, you ready? Here it is. It's wendy.com/pow. Like, pow! I punch you right in the kisser. Pow. P-O-W. Pow. Wendy.com/pow. You're not going to believe the price. $7. What a price. So, brain massage, you're going to download it right now if you feel so inclined. Wendy.com/pow. 5 minutes, okay? Brian's timing it out there. He's on it. You got 5 minutes. wendy.com/pal. The brain massage thing actually came out kind of accidentally, the double voice things. I just made one of them, and it was like 10 minutes long, and everybody that listened to it, I was at a trade show in San Francisco and had a recliner and some headphones, and people would lay down, and they'd go, wow, this is so great. Oh, my God, this feels so good, and everyone said that. I said, yeah, you know, they're always saying that. But I'd never listened to it. So I sat down, I put the headphones on, and it was like, wow. I mean, whatever I was feeling, my head is just like somebody reached in and just like, ooh, wow. Oh, Pumpkin in the chat room, excuse me, somebody go give Pumpkin a kick in the butt. You don't spell Wendy with a Y, my dear. Wendy is spelled with an I. So Connie says, Wendy with an E-Y-E. Funny. Okay. We're closing in on the end. We have to finish before the top of the hour because this is only supposed to be 40 minutes long. Okay, so now, where are we at? More questions, more of your brilliant questions. Judy Cosentino from Middlesex, which is probably in England, says, is it who you are that makes you unique or what we do? Now, that's a great question, Judy, because a lot of people do the same thing. A lot of people sell insurance or repair cars or sell real estate or hypnotize people or put on stage shows or are comedians. Ooh, who was first on this one? Bridget Schultz. Bridget or Bridget? Oh, you must be from somewhere. Very exotic, Bridget. Okay, coming in. Is it who you are that makes you unique or what we do? It depends. If what you do is like what Richard Simmons does, that he does these crazy things, or Liberace, you know, when he was alive, or Elton John. In that case, you know, let's take Liberace and Elton John. They're piano players. Is what they do unique? Is that memorable? No, it's the way they do it. It's who they are when they do it. So if you could really look at if it's who you are or what you do, choose the who you are, definitely. And that's where the thing that we did yesterday about you finding that creativity room and having these characters in that room that are sitting on the shelves and they jump down off the shelves. And when they jump down, they tell you what's unique about you and what it is that's memorable. Then you start adapting that and you start using that as your own. Oh, Rodney Dowd and Oliver Gillespie and Pamela Donald. Very good. You guys are jumping on it. $7. And you probably have about a minute left to jump on that webpage, and then Brian is going to say, that's it. Axe. All right. And Sherry has a great question. For those of you who did not hear the very beginning of the recording, or I mean the beginning of the call, she says, is there or will there be a recording of day two? Oh, my. I forgot to push the record button, so I'm making a video instead. The video will be done later today. It will be up and posted. And you all will be able to view the exact, not exact same content, but virtually the same content on day two that unfortunately I forgot to push the record button on. But you know, it really is so simple to use instantteleseminar.com. It's crazy simple. And then you can practice your hypnotic marketing skills. So if you want to have seminars, it's so cheap. It's only like $40-some a month. And you can then practice weaving your words, practice getting good at giving a seminar. Do it just with five of your friends just for fun and find out how it goes. It's a great system to do it. It makes it awfully easy. Okay. Linda Duran from San Rafael says, hi, Wendy. Do you think it's necessary to look a certain way? My friend suggested a makeover to a more exotic look, or should I maintain a more serious or professional appearance? I wonder what your job is. That's the only thing, Linda. It depends on your job. So if you are an undertaker, I'm thinking that the feather boa and the purple hat and the miniskirt's not going to work. Although maybe it will. You know, yesterday I told you the story about the hugging butcher. Who would think that a business like being a butcher could charge more money and get more famous and have a line out the door because he decided to hug every single person and promote himself as a hugging butcher? Well, I don't know what it is that you're going to do that is, you know, the unique thing about your business. But could you think outside of the box enough to say, okay, in my business, what is it that nobody else is doing to grab attention? What are they not choosing? So if somebody wants to give you a makeover to be more exotic, I say try it for a week. Change the colors of your clothes. Do have your makeup done differently. Get your hair completely different. For 1 week, be that different person. walk differently, talk differently. Every morning, put yourself in trance and say, I am fabulous, magnetic, irresistible. People love to be around me. They're inspired by me, and I just enjoy getting connected and close to people. Then you have a chance to find out if that's you. If you don't like it, don't do it. Oh, wow. Someone with the name Dallas Kitchen and Alan Miller and Terry McKenna, Kimberly Younger, Ron Ware, Kathleen Whitfield, Tashiana Pouladion, Ruth Oriva again, Barb Salisbury, Jared Sikara, Inga Stenlin, all of you got in on the $7 crazy brain massage thing, Manifest Everything, Deborah Caskew and Ray White and Frank Boudram and on. My gosh, the list is Kevin Hayes and Joshua Johnston, LaShawn Herndon and Ron Ware and on and on and on. There's too many names to read. I love reading the names, though. Isn't it fun? Because you kind of listen to see if they're going to say your name. Jill Bernard and Barbara Farley and Rohit Cowhan and Kevin Hayes and Anthony Schumann and Pamela Donald. And we love you all. I love you all. I don't know about the rest of everybody on here, but I love you all. I honestly do. Just for coming and wanting to make a difference in how you do your marketing and wanting to learn something new. Okay, let's see. Who else has a question that I must answer? Oh, I like this one a lot. Ray, it's time for you and me, okay? Ray says, I want to thank you for day one and day two. They were superb, fantastic, and terrific. Now for my question, I have a powerful voice that can become very sexy. I want to make a CD. That would be like a mental massage for ladies. I want to be your guinea pig. Put them into a dreamy state while talking about their beauty and their body, keeping it sexy but not over the edge. As you're well aware, voices can paint pictures. Absolutely. I love that idea. I think that's great. Just absolutely make that, market it, do it. Oh, nothing better. Hey, guess what? It's 54 minutes after the hour. This is not good. Okay, I need to extend it 15 minutes. I clicked the button on the Instant Teleseminar page to extend it 15 minutes, and it did. So now it won't go off at the top of the hour. I'm getting smarter by the day, you guys. Whoo-hoo. Okay, so we have a couple more minutes, and here's what I want to leave you with. After 3 days of most of you being with me, Joseph Ginaldi and Wayne Carter and Jeffrey Mustakis and Olina Bavaravsky. Where are you from? My goodness, that's a beautiful name. Kat Tanzi and William Pugh. Hey, that was the name of one of my teachers when I was in grade school. The same one? You'd be really old, because I'm really old. Getting there. I can't say all the names. You guys have, oh, thank you so much for getting in on the brain massage. You're going to love it. It will change everything. Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to do a quick trance thing. I want to do the creative room because yesterday I did it for some of the people in the chat room after we were done with the seminar. So only those people got to hear it. But I want to do it with everybody right now. So just take a deep breath. Let your shoulders relax as you exhale and let your mind float and drift down. Notice that every muscle in your body can relax easily, gently, naturally. And just relax into my voice for a moment. Notice that your hands can get heavy, your arms can relax, your legs can melt. And right now, after everything you've learned, you give your mind permission to absorb all of the things that you learned in the last hour. To put them in that place where you put really important things, things that you know are excellent about you, things that you can use later naturally, unexpectedly, with ideas coming to you from so many different places. So just feel that right now, how good it is to just let yourself relax and know that all this information, everything you've heard, is sinking in and making a difference. And in that velvety darkness behind your eyelids, I want you to float out into that velvety darkness, relaxing deeper and deeper with every word. And right out there, there's a door. And if you go right up to that door, you know that instantly when you notice that door, it has a color or a feel or a texture or even a sound, maybe pulsing with energy. And your heart starts to beat a little bit faster. You're very excited to find out what's on the other side of that door. So now, put your hand on the doorknob, or perhaps you just wave your hand over the door to make it open, or maybe you just walk right through it. Whatever way you walk into it, go into it, into that room, and it's a beautiful room of creativity. There's colors and twinkles and sparkles. There's sounds and music. Maybe there's laughter, or maybe there's this beautiful silence. that is so peaceful, unlike anything you've ever heard or felt. In that room, there are characters that are there to help you to be more creative, to find out what's unique and special about you, to help you really connect with what it is that's memorable. So notice those characters, their eyes are just dancing with excitement to tell you what they love about you. Some of them are real. Some of them are cartoon characters. Some of them are stuffed animals that come to life from your childhood. Some of them are people you know that really admire and look up to you. Some of them are possibly people from history or people that are famous. So right now, just take a moment and notice them. There they are. They're all jumping down one at a time, telling you what it is that they love about you, what it is that they see in you that's different, unique, that's absolutely wonderful. What is it that they know that makes you shine? So just enjoy the words, the inspiration they give you. And allow every word to connect with you that you say, wow, yeah, I didn't know that about myself. It's a very nice way for you to discover new things about yourself, about what is so special and so unique and so fabulous that people will want to be near you. They'll want to do things with you. Good. Now, you can come back to this room anytime. You can get ideas, inspiration. You can find more things that make you unique. You can find ideas for writing copy or making ads. You can have all of these characters help you to become wonderfully successful and to become so creative. Now, I want you to bring yourself back through the door. Come all the way back through the door. And come right back here. And when you come back through the door, just notice the color of the door, the sound of it, the feeling. Notice if it has a vibration, too, of it. It's humming with energy. Beautiful. All right. So come all the way back here, and I want you to take a deep, slow breath. And as you do, send a wave of gratitude from the top of your head all the way down to the bottoms of your feet. Good. A wonderful wave of gratitude. Excellent. And then I want you to bring your awareness back here. Let your eyes open. All right. Good job. You're back. Excellent. So glad you're here. You know, as is typical, I have three things for you, and there's one more thing that I have for you that you might find that you want. It's another download, so you get it right away. But this one's fun. When I was broke and I was trying to figure out how on earth to make a living, this is it's kind of an interesting story because sometimes you just have to have faith. And you have to decide that no matter what anybody else says or thinks, that you're going to do it your way. You're going to follow your idea. So I got this email about 10 years ago, and it said, I want to hypnotize women for sex. Money is no object. And I thought, yeah, right. I'm going to do that. I'm going to answer that one. And, you know, he sent this out to a lot of hypnotists. And all the others were like, yeah, whatever. Did any of you get this email from this guy? Well, I answered him, and I answered him sincerely and genuinely and said, why do you want to have more sex with them, and how much money do you really have? So here's what happened. He started having some conversations with me, and I started sending him information on how he could have better language patterns, more self-esteem, how he could connect with women better, and how he could use the hypnotic skills to not just seduce women, just feel more connected and more genuine and more real. Because, you know, I felt like he wants sex, but men feel loved when they have sex. That's when they feel that they know they're loved. So I knew that what he really wanted was to feel loved, and we had to make that happen because the sex itself wasn't enough. So I started writing this book, and it turned out to be Hypnotize Your Lover. And I wrote it mostly by sending him these assignments that he had to do, and then I turned it into an entire book, and it's like 300 pages of not just seduction stuff, but it's like language patterns, connecting, influence, what words to use, what sentences to use. And it's such a great resource, not just for love or sex. So anyway, so I wrote this book. The guy wired $9,000 into my checking account, flew me to Europe. I didn't pay out of the $9,000. I didn't pay for any of it. That was my pay for 4 days. Flew me to Europe, first class meals, $200 bottles of wine and champagne every evening as we'd have dinner. I did therapy with him for 4 days. I spent 2 or 3 days after that exploring and having fun and enjoying myself. I'd never even had a passport before that. But I had faith, and I just wanted to find out what makes this person tick, where everybody else was slamming this email, all the other hypnotists who got it, and they thought, yeah, whatever, right, I'm going to, like, answer that question. Well, this guy is an oil billionaire. He's from the royal family in Qatar. Qatar is a country that's very friendly with America, and they really support us politically and everything. But he's from the royal family. And he, indeed, when he said money's no object, he wasn't kidding. So even 10 years ago, I established myself as being the best, that I was the one that could help him. Now, I don't necessarily think at that time that I felt that I was the expert in it, but I was going to learn. I thought every day I'm going to learn so much about hypnotic seduction. So I went to Ross Jeffries' site and stole everything I could. borrowed. And I learned, because you learn from other people. You guys learn from me. Isn't that great? And I was piss poor. 9,000 might as well have been like, you know, a million at that time. Well, there would have been a difference. So anyway, hypnotize your lover. Here's what you get. Go to wendy.com/zing, Z-I-N-G, zing. So this is the zing. You download the book. You know, if you'd rather have us ship you the actual hardcover book, you can call the office or you can put a note in there and they'll ship you one. But this is for the download. It's the book, the CD, which is interactive. It also has the Irresistible You, the magnetism session, which is just kick your butt great because it makes you magnetic. It just, for some reason, puts you in that state where you are just genuine and real and people want to be close to you. It also has a CD called Powerful Presence, which is these short sessions to get you instantly to have a powerful presence, to command respect. If you're doing speaking, you're putting on presentations, if you're going to get a job and you have an interview, you want to have powerful presence from the moment you walk in the door. Now, wendy.com/zing, and Brian is timing it. He's going to give you 5 minutes. I know he's out there. He's waving his arms around, so start the timer now. So this is $78 value, and you're going to download it for $17. That's a crazy price, I know. It's seriously just ridiculous. I don't know why I do these things, but kidding. I do know why I do these things, because it's fun. And I love offering you guys this really great stuff at a price that's so reasonable in exchange for you coming to my webinar. And why would I do this? You know, I do the webinar for free, and of course I make a little money during the webinar. But even more than that, as a marketing skill, you do this as well, and people talk about you because of something that made you unique during your webinar. So do these teleseminars/webinars. Do something that's unique and different. Go ahead and offer these specials. You can share, steal, borrow my techniques, no problem. After you're done with the seminar, tell people to talk about you. Say, I want you to go to your mailing list and talk about what you learned, what you liked about it. If you didn't like it, shut the hell up. But tell people what you liked about it. Inspire others and let them know that there's recordings that they can listen to. Part of the hypnotic marketing is direct suggestion. If you don't tell people what you want them to do, how do they know what to do? So I'm telling you, you go to your other mailing lists and your friends and your blogs and that, and talk about the hypnotic marketing seminar. It's a good thing to do because it will help other people and they can listen for free. And this one, since I recorded it, is actually going to be up like in about an hour. It automatically puts up the recorded version. So all I think we have, we have a lot of people today. We have almost 200 today. Most people attend on the webcast, it looks like. There's like 140 that are on the webcast and a bunch on the phone. So we have close to 200 today. So good job. The Hypnotize Your Lover book, I really want you guys to know what's in there. It just isn't about love, but there are some really naughty scripts in there in one section. So the first part of it is like a hypnosis lesson. It teaches you how you put someone in trance covertly and the words that you use. And so if you were telling a story, like you don't know what to say to someone when you're sitting there and you're really, you know, just as dull and boring as you can be while you're at dinner. Let's say you are on a date with someone that you just met and you don't know what to say. And so she says, well, where'd you go on vacation last? And you say, oh, Cabo, I got so drunk. And she says, really? So that's cool. And you say, yeah. So then instead, if she says, where'd you go on vacation? You might want to say, oh, this most beautiful place. When I was sitting on the beach in Cabo watching the sunset, something came over me that just made me feel so good to be right there. And it's just like being here in a moment where everything just feels so good. The sun made me feel so warm, and I felt so connected to the entire experience. Everything around me felt natural. Everything around me just felt like it was just magical as I heard the sound of the birds as the sun was setting, and I felt the mist of the ocean, and I just felt like this is the right place to be. Okay, so what did I do? That's what kind of things that you learn in that book, Hypnotize Your Lover. I told you a story. I answered your question, but I said that this is the right place to be. It feels like magic. I feel so connected to everything. It's just everything feels so natural. How many embedded commands did you just use by telling a story that has beautiful words and emotions? And why wouldn't we want to talk like that? Why wouldn't we want to feel that connection with others and give them a reason to fall in love with you? Make sense? So this is the end of you being boring, okay? You are now unboring. So you get in the book. Oh, my goodness. We got some zings. We got Patricia Vogel and Debbie Henning and Ray White and Clifton Horton and Greg Knight, Beatrice Schreiber and Jerry Bochick and Jennifer Hall, Laura Cook, Donna Crawford, Barbara Farley, Rachel Hill, Sherry Letson, Tashiana Puglia, Dion. I want to know where you're from, too. Matthew O'Brien, oh, Anthony Schumann, and Ruth O'Riva. God, that name. Doesn't that just click? Ruth O'Riva. Hi, I'm Ruth O'Riva. That's like, sounds so fun. I want to ride that ride. Alan Miller, Rodney Dodd, Lisa Tofts, LaShawn Hendon, Rose Jones, Rohit Kahan, Dimitri Quick, Patricia Vogel, and Olina Bovarovska. Olina Bovarovska. Oh, my mom's maiden name is Sawatsky, so I think that you and I are, we got some kinship there. Olina Bovarovska. She's probably from Russia, though. Well, my ancestors are from Russia. Okay, too many names to call out. Y'all know who you are. I love each and every one of you, absolutely. Well, we've gone way over the time. I hypnotized you, mesmerized you. I hopefully inspired you and got you to change your ways. You guys, thanks so much. I'm going to just unmute the phone lines, and I want to hear a squeal out of every one of you. It's a good time. Ready, everybody? Give me a scream or a squeal.
Yay!
Thank you all for being here. All right. Thank you. You guys enjoy the heck out of... I did it. I'm getting better at this. I just remuted them all. And all of those of you in the webcast, the 140-some of you in there, thank you for listening online. The recording will be right here at the same window, at the same link, in about an hour. That's all it takes. Sometimes it happens in a few minutes, but in about an hour. Okay, signing off. If you're in the chat room, you can stick around there and talk to each other and talk about each other and make some new friends. This is Wendy Friesen, and I'm signing off. Have an absolutely fabulous day.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.